All right, everyone. Oh, no, let's not do that. All right, everyone. This is the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. This was actually requested by Drexel, and it's because we were talking about it in the Discord. There is something called transmaxing, and it's been going on for a long time under a variety of names. Let's start with the main origins of this. First time I heard about transmaxing was something called sissification. Google that. It's probably an old term and it might not get used that much, but sissification was the belief that you have failed as a man. It is time for you to become a beautiful woman. I remember sissification memes going back from when Tumblr was still a thing and had all kinds of porn on it. So this was quite a while ago, and sissification, of course, they would have a beautiful girl, and then they would say, literally, you failed as a man, but you can become a beautiful woman. And, you know, I don't remember the memes. If I find the memes, I'll post them in my server or something if I can ever come across them. They're buried. But, guys, this is all transmaxing is. Transmaxing is literally this. It is sissification. And do you know what they're doing when they become women? They go after women themselves. Do you know why women are interested in these men? Because they're not men anymore, and society is telling them that men are bad, that men are evil, that men are abusive, that men are dangerous. So when a man becomes a woman, that's when everything changes. Oh, but look at me, I'm a pretty girl now. And the woman says, oh, you are pretty, let me see pictures of your feet. Let me see, I mean, if they got breasts, let me see your breasts. And they'll say, look at my girl dick. And they'll actually want to see it. Not the 50 million dick pics from Sylvester and Ahmad and all these people, you know. They want to see the girl dick. It's true. It's weird, but it's true. I had a friend of mine, she is a trans stripper. I don't talk to her much anymore, but basically she is a trans stripper, and she got all the enhancements and surgery and everything else, spent thousands of dollars to remove all the hair from her face, to the point that she looks like a very believable woman. It fooled me. And, you know, I would say absolutely gorgeous. Just because apparently a man can make a pretty good woman if it works well. I don't know. Some people told me I should have been born a girl and I would have been a perfect candidate for this. But that's not what I want to do, obviously, with my life. So, basically, this friend of mine, this trans stripper that I knew at one time, told me that men love to watch her strip. And not only did they love to watch her strip, but these men, you know, they threw all kinds of money at her. And they would just, I don't know if she had sex with any of them, probably. But I will say that a lot of these guys, she told me, were married men. They're all married. And they know that she is a biological man, but they're not seeing her as a biological man. That's what you guys gotta understand. They're not seeing her as a biological man. This is when they're literally taking that whole aspect that says, this is a man, and they're throwing it in the garbage. They're blue-pilling themselves into a delusion where this no longer is a man. They're basically saying it's good enough. It, fake it to make it. Kind of like the doll thing in a way, where guys are like, well, I know it's not a real woman, but it'll work. So that's literally what we have going on. And of course, we know Futanari is very popular. And there's been a couple of memes shared that I will go over just briefly, because we need to really kind of assess these memes that I've been shown by Drexel here. So I don't know when he's going to get his new channel started. I guess when the Nick drama subsides, or maybe that's not even a point, but whatever. Anyway, he has sent me a... It's something from a... I don't know if it's just one page or what, but... Anyway, there's a soy jack, and he's crying. And then there is an anime waifu with pink hair. And they're basically going back and forth. So the soy jack says, "No, you're not a real woman." And then the waifu says, "Ha ha, who would want to be? I'm better than a real woman." And then the soy jack says, "No, you're mentally ill. You think you're a woman and want to be one." And then the waifu says, "Ha ha, nope. I just want to look like a girl. Guys like it. I know I'm a boy on the inside, LOL." Huh. Well, that's one that is really different. It says, "I want to look like a girl. Guys like it." Well, those men probably, I mean, again, TFM server debated whether or not traps are gay almost every week. So, I don't know what to tell you. No, neo vaginas are just gashes. Cutting your dick off is mentally ill. And TFM has talked about the Frankenpussies. TFM has made a whole segment on what happens when you do the Frankenpussies, because it's just, it's really not cool. It's very disturbing. So the ones that actually get the Frankenpussies, yeah, they do really bad. But the ones that don't keep their dick, they actually don't do as bad. Again, because they wind up with either a man or a woman, because there's still ways to pleasure when you have a dick, even if you are a woman. I mean, obviously, woman has a vagina. If you're a man, you can fuck her there, you can fuck her that, you know, whatever. I mean, it's the same thing as regular sex. There's so many regular sex, there's regular couples out there where it's literally just two women, but one woman's a man. And I know it doesn't make any sense, but it's literally how it is set up. And I've seen it myself to verify it. Where, even the trans stripper that I was talking to, she said that one of her friends was trans and has a girlfriend as well. I said, well, that means they're just a regular old straight couple then, doesn't it? He has the dick, she's got the vagina. I don't see an issue here. She says, okay, alright. And I am backed up by the waifu here. Says, "Ha ha, I know. Like most, I don't want one. Men like my feminine penis." Again! Our traps gay was debated a million times in TFM server. There was literally a meme that was used by Croy that says, "We debate this every week." Or times, basically it was times this topic hasn't been debated in the server. There was a waifu there, and it said zero. It was like, because it constantly gets debated every fucking week. Our traps gay. Of course, TFM says yes. So it's a very interesting situation. But yes, Futanari is very, very popular. There was a game that was released with a Futanari character that I didn't know was a Futanari character. I thought it was a fun platformer. I have played it, and I did bug test it a little bit. It's a Western arrow gay game. I shouldn't call it arrow. Should I? I don't know, because it's not Japanese, but it's Japanese-inspired. It was quite good. I can't remember the name of it exactly. I know they're still in development with it. But, yeah, it was kind of a fun game. I had some enjoyment with it. It was a precision puzzle platformer. But anyway, yeah, I played that. I played a few other ones. But no, there's nothing in me that's like, oh, I want to, you know. That sounds really awful. Because, yeah, as much as some guys like the whole Futanari thing, no. It's. And then, of course, you know, when I went to see the urologist and he took his whole, I mean, this is an old man, like, old man, and he took, like, his whole fist and just fucking slammed up in there. I'm like, no! Oh my god, the pain. It was one of the most worst pain. That is a pain I will remember for ever. Like, just, no! I can't, ooh, I feel so bad for guys that are, like, trying to do that. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get how you could do that. It's just horrible pain. Okay, now the Soyjack says, no, there are two genders, not 500. I'm an attack helicopter. And the waifu says, ha ha, I choose girl, so I don't care if there's two genders. I choose one of those two. No, 42%. Do you hear me? 42% suicide. Now, she says something very interesting here. Ha ha, nah. She says, nah. That study says 42% attempt it, not die from it. That's really, like, I don't know. I mean, it's like saying, oh yeah, 42% attempt to kill themselves, but they don't pull it up. They're still attempting to do it. That's crazy. It's like 42% of people want to kill themselves, so it's not as bad because they don't kill themselves. It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a really bad argument there. Besides, other newer studies say it's more like 1 to 2% higher death than normies. Well, what is normal suicide rate then? Hold on. Let me go look at that. Real time. $13.42 per 1,000. Males die by suicide 3.5 times more often than females. On average, there's 132 per day. So, 13.42. So, that would be about 14-15%. I'd say about 14-15, maybe even 16%. That's a quarter of those that attempt it. Well, no, I wouldn't say a quarter. That's almost a half of those that attempt it. So that's almost half of 42. No, well, everyone hates you. Look at this ugly tranny pic I found on Google. And she says, aha, that's a crossdresser. Besides, trans porn is a huge section on most porn sites because men like it. I don't know. Let's look up how many men view trans porn. Let's see. The influence of porn on the trans trend. Well, that's a feminist website. Canadian undergraduate men's visual attention to cisgender women. Trans porn rose 75% in popularity this year on Pornhub. That is December 20th. Why do straight men watch trans... I don't care about Quora. Okay, nope, that's 2015. Transgender porn quickly growing in popularity, CNBC. I'm a cisgender woman and my husband watches trans porn, April 24th. Trans porn popularity increased 75%. That's paper. Study shows men attracted to transgender women are not gay. Let's look at this study, guys, because this may be important. I don't want the article, I want the study. Okay, it was Husu et al. KJ Husu, 2015, recruited men in search of NSA sexual activity off various websites, such as Craigslist. They had to fill out a questionnaire about their sexual identities and histories, as well as a psychological screening. They use an electronic strain gauge Then, using an electronic strain gauge, changes in the circumferences of their penises were measured. They were shown porn featuring the groups mentioned earlier. There were 21 gay men, 21 straight men, and 21 men who were attracted to trans women. The term to use, they use for people attracted to trans women is a gyandromorphophilic. A gyandromorph is a biological male who through various means is feminized. A GAMP. G-A-M-P. Small sample size means this study can only be suggestive but not conclusive. Why are there anime characters in this study? Gay top, gay bottom, pansexual, blouses, GAMP. Then we have heterosexual women, transgender men, bisexual. These images were taken for a similar chart regarding Thailand. Oh, they used anime characters for. So, it's not a survey that's conclusive. ResearchGate has an article here. The current study employs an online survey of viewers of pornography featuring transgender performers to investigate the relationship between pornography consumption and attitudes towards transgender people. Results demonstrated a statistically significant but substantively weak association between greater pornography viewing and more positive attitudes towards transgender people. Additionally, results demonstrated that viewers' experience of the shame about their sexual attractions to transgender people did not moderate the relationship between porn viewing and attitudes. However, analysis revealed that an unhypothesized direct influence of sexual shame on attitudes towards transgender people, such that higher levels of shame were associated with greater prejudice. Results are discussed in the context of sexual scripting and the revived porn debates. Further longitudinal research focusing on how the feelings viewers have about the pornography they view impacts erotic media's effects is encouraged. So there's really not enough here. That's your brain on porn.com. That's an anti-porn website. 14 things you need to know before dating a trans woman. Is arousal to shemale porn by straight men and a billion wicked thought? I don't know. You may or may not be surprised to hear that shemale porn is one of the most popular kinds of erotica for heterosexual men all around the world. In every country in the world, and it's favored by heterosexual men, not gay men. Gay men are not very interested at all in shemale porn. Some bisexual men are interested, but it's definitely dominated by heterosexual men. A great example of male's erotic illusion is shemale porn. Now, you might be surprised to hear that shemale porn is actually one of the most popular genres of pornography all across the planet. One of the top 10 most popular genres of porn for heterosexual men. Heterosexual men form the main audience for shemale porn. Of the usual findings is that a lot of people, they infer men, watch shemale porn or similarly trans porn or futanari. What is even more unusual in conjunction with this is that such men were inferred to be mostly heterosexual. Chance the Rapper liked trans pornography and sent Twitter into a fucking rage. Let's see. Pornography and the transsexual stage. There's so many. I found out my boyfriend of 6 years watches a lot of transsexual porn. Apparently this is a big deal, guys. I'm finding a lot of articles that seem to prove the point. No, look at all these trans hate posts. Who makes those if guys like trans so much? They're hating on it to convince themselves they don't love it. Some people are just jealous. I don't know, but that's what I was sent. And, I mean, a lot of this seems to be true. People do kind of like the futanari and all that kind of stuff. I've seen artists draw that stuff. They draw beautiful women with giant penises. It's crazy. I don't fucking get it. Why would you want that in your ass? Oh my god, that reminds me of that doctor. Just, I don't get it. I guess that's why I'm not gay. I don't get it. I don't. Why would you want to have something that large and, or anything? It just, I don't get it. But, I don't know. It's not for me. Anyway, yeah, one of the big incel things that's happening is transmaxing. And transmaxing is basically what I've just talked about. It's sissification. Sissification is just becoming a woman. A beautiful woman. And I can even look this up. Hold on. Alright, sissification. The act. Oh, yeah, it's called sissy hypno, also. I'm sorry. It's a kink, actually, which usually involves a dom consensually humiliating their BF by using things that are usually gendered as female, like skirts, thigh highs, etc. I had my boyfriend wear a maid outfit last night and realized I'm into sissification. There, well, that's another. Okay, here we are. Here's the one that I will entertain, because this is more like transmaxing. 2021. Yeah, that's about right. Okay, so listen up. Minecraft fan 5610, you know your shit. The act of turning someone or yourself into a sissy, often via sissy hypno, a chastity cage, and wearing feminine clothing. Being a sissy isn't the same as being a trans woman. Oh, I didn't know that. And sissification is done as a fetish and isn't the same as transitioning, even though trans sissies do exist. Oh, wow. It fucking, holy shit, the rabbit hole gets deeper. Sissification is mostly done in femdom relationships and is often combined with other things like cuckolding. Person, how's the sissification going? Sissy, great, I feel just like a woman already. So, sissy hypno is a subgenre of porn where images of hot women are used to turn, are utilized, to turn on the target audience, mainly beta submissive males. And then quickly after a frame or two is shown of an erect cock usually coming, as well as words flashing up on the screen saying, suck cock, eating cum is groovy, wear panties, you need to get on your knees for a man. And phrases that serve to temporarily alter the viewer's sexual taste. This practice is known as rewiring, however it is fully reversible once the viewer lays off fapping and watching this type of porn, and make them think they are actually female in a male body. Sissy hypno is very powerful in that for some it can alter their perception of women, so instead of getting a huge stiffy when they see a hot woman and therefore wishing to bone them, instead they see the hot woman and feel they are them. Viewing this kind of porn where a man is boning a woman, and the sissy will think they are the woman and will imagine a big dick sliding in and out of their ass. Some sissies go the whole hog and start taking female hormones. What's the difference in that and transmaxing? Can someone tell me the difference? I don't know. It certainly sounds like transmaxing to me. Start taking female hormones while some are happy just to dress up in panties and stick objects in their butts while wearing some form of chastity device. Have you seen Gavin lately? No, however, I did hear from his girlfriend that he can no longer get it up for her, and instead he wants her to peg him up the ass with a giant strap on while he wears her frillies. Blimey, you know what's happened? He's been at the sissy hypno again. So there we go, folks. That is sissy hypno. And I don't see any difference in that. No difference at all in that and the transmaxing. Yep. So, we're already seeing that Sissy Hypno involves taking the hormones. And that's what people do when they're transmaxing. They take the hormones. Now, to be absolutely fair, the incel transmaxing is looking for a woman by becoming a woman. And the Sissy Hypno is looking to be a woman in order to be dominated by his woman? Or other men? Very possible. Sometimes it's a gay man that wants to become, and I know that there are women like this in relationships because there are men. Oh yeah, I've been hit on by several trans women. But there was a trans woman that I knew and definitely wanted to, you know, they want to take the hormones. They want to become the submissive woman. Like, they know they're not a woman, but they want to be a woman. So they want to take the hormones. They want to do everything they can to validate themselves as a woman for that man. Stuff that actual women don't do, which is really bizarre. You would think that women would want to become more feminine, where it's actually men who believe they are women and feel more feminine than, you know, than masculine, that actually want to do this thing. Ultimately, it shows we're kind of broken a little bit as a society. Like, something isn't right in the water. I always say it's the water that's turning the frogs gay. The freaking water turning the frogs gay! But no, I don't know. Honestly, it's just a very confusing situation that I am still trying to wrap my head around. 37 years on this planet, and I didn't expect that. I remember the first time I saw Sissy Hypno stuff on the Tumblr, and was just curious. I'm like, okay, you failed as a man, so become a beautiful woman. And I looked at it and I said, well, that sounds ridiculous. Why would anybody want to do that? And then I started noticing more people. There was even a trans woman, like, this was Tumblr. This is the shit that was popping up in my feed. And it was basically saying, they were doing a contest of trans women showing their dicks or something. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Just out of curiosity, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And they're like, oh, the winner is so-and-so, and I'm like, I don't get it. It's the most bizarre shit. And again, this was very niche at the time. But now, you know, Miss America? Like, they said, yeah, this is for all women and trans women, and then opens her mouth, and I'm like, holy shit, that woman has a very deep voice. What the fuck is going on? But she's kind of attractive. And how is that even making any sense, you know? It's so bizarre, guys. It's so bizarre. And some people believe that the trans women are trying to make straight men go for them, and I've seen a lot of examples of that. There are trans women that want incels. It's really crazy. There are trans women that want some of these muscle men, you know, they wanted to dominate them. It's turning into a weird kind of society that I don't really understand too well. Just kind of going along with it, guys. There's nothing else we really can do. But that's pretty much all I've got to say on that. Just know for a fact that there are definitely men out there that are banging trans women, and they don't give a fuck. They think they're still straight as arrows. Oh, yeah, it's just a woman. And maybe one day it'll just fucking be considered one. And that's really what they're trying to push, even though it's hard for me to admit. Maybe the year 2040 or something, it'd just be a fucking normal thing. I don't know. It's really bizarre. You know, maybe you want me to say. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll be out of here, and I'll see you next time on Grim Ransom to the Heavens.